yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
It's hard to imagine life without it. It's a great means of entertainment and information. Social media has changed the world we live in today. It has revolutionized the way we communicate and connect as a global society. Soon after its emergence, social media became a platform for receiving news coming from all over the world. Back then, many saw it as an opportunity to go over the limits set by traditional media companies, which would determine which news to be broken and which stories to be covered. Social media, in this sense, rekindled the hope of getting free from bias and selectivity in the mainstream media. Now, after about two decades, many believe social media was just another false dawn. A new study by Apple Tree Communications shows the titans of traditional media outlets such as the BBC and CNN are now leading social media with the millions of followers they have. The immediate implication of this finding is that alternative voices are very likely to go unheard on social media. While social media was expected to counter traditional media by providing a space for free flow of information without moderation or censorship, it is taking just the opposite direction. The big internet platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have become media companies just like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, where stories are highlighted, controlled, or ignored for several, including political reasons. Facebook, Twitter, and Google, for example, exercise government-like powers of censorship, despite the fact that they are private companies. One outstanding area of censorship refers to stories which shed light on crimes committed by the Israeli regime in the Palestinian territories. In just one case, in August of this year, Google removed 39 YouTube channels linked to the Iranian state broadcaster, well known for its special coverage on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, mostly ignored by the mainstream media. The move came after Twitter and Facebook had blocked hundreds of accounts on suspicion of possible ties with Iran.
Social muhiti Facebook va Google va ina har chi mukhalif siyaset America ya bar alayh America ya bar alayh Israel daran hasf mikonan, block mikonan, mutaasifane aslan azadi bayan که ادعاهاشو دارن اصلا وجود نداره. یعنی قوانینی که خودشون گذاشتن دارن میشکنن.
Hundreds of millions of people only access news through social media. And now the largest tech players, Facebook, YouTube, Google, should act with equally massive responsibility.
Free speech is essentially accepting that people are free to say things we do not like, not merely free to say things we do like.
Back in January, Minpress News reported that Facebook spokespeople admitted that Facebook was deleting accounts as directed by Israel and the United States. In fact, the Israeli officials have been publicly boasting about how obedient Facebook is when it comes to Israeli censorship orders. While social media has failed to tolerate serious alternative stories, it is gradually becoming a breeding ground for misinformation and false news. Social media users are exposed to a daily dose of hoaxes, rumors, conspiracy theories, and misleading news. The media seems friendly and trustworthy, but that image is not what it seems. A recent Oxford study shows government agencies and political parties are investing millions of dollars to exploit social media platforms for spreading fake news, exercising censorship, and undermining people's trust in media, public institutions, and science. According to Samantha Bradshaw, co-author of the study, the number of countries where formally organized social media manipulation occurs has greatly increased from 28 to 48 countries globally. Automated bot accounts still continue to be a well-used tactic. Online commentators and fake accounts are used to spread pro-party messages. They're also being used to share content and posts using keywords to get certain content trending.
Twitter's problem is like their user counts are dropping, and they're basically in a fight for what is news, what is authentic. Is it their job to police speech? Is it their job to provide a safe environment? I think they're grappling with that. By removing a lot of fake accounts, a lot of bot accounts, what they're able to do is actually address like a big portion of the problem.
Another challenge is the evolution of the mediums individuals use to share news and information. Media experts say disinformation campaigns are moving onto chat applications and alternative platforms.
We found ourselves unprepared and ill-equipped for the immensity of the problems that we've acknowledged. Abuse, harassment, troll armies, propaganda through bots and human coordination, misinformation campaigns, and divisive filter bubbles. That's not a healthy public square. If we don't find scalable solutions to the problems we're now seeing, we lose our business, and we continue to threaten the original privilege and liberty we were given to create Twitter in the first place.
Social media has also allowed celebrities to directly communicate with fans over the years. Platforms like Twitter and Instagram have given users a closer look at their favorite celebrities, granting them direct access into their world. Celebrities like Chrissy Teigen and Selena Gomez have used their platforms to speak openly with fans about important issues, while stars like Justin Bieber have built their empires on social media. These celebrities have the power to influence millions of people around the world with a single post, and they have mastered just how to do it. Selena Gomez is currently the most followed person on Instagram. The Bad Liar singer took to her account to reveal that she had received a kidney transplant, and the post is now the third most liked on the website.
My top priority has always been our social mission of connecting people, building community, and bringing the world closer together.
The large internet companies have maintained that they are simply neutral platforms on which their users can exchange information freely with one another. But over time, they have become a cauldron of assorted things, including rumors, lies, and news mixed with reliable and unreliable information.
I don't think anyone's claiming that we're living in 1984 right now. I do want to clarify that. But definitely, the 1984 blueprint, you can spies, some of the authoritarian tendencies occurring now in terms of truth and lies being freely intermingled and just a general sense of might is right in any given discussion rather than a democratic discourse.
But above all, they have become the latest manifestation of Western hypocrisy. They allow these false news to mislead public opinion, all under the name of freedom of expression. But on the other hand, they remove true stories that might challenge the monopoly of the mainstream media or the interests of their bosses.
These giant companies now effectively saying they are policing their own content. They are using their own levels of subjectivity as to what they think is reliable, what they think is, dare one say it, fake news, and what they think may be inclined towards extremist content. The reaction that we've had from those that own these social media sites now poses, in my view, a threat to the future of free speech, fair elections, indeed, the entire democratic process.
Social media flourished in part because it was hoped to bolster freedom of expression. But failing this goal, can it retain its popularity in the coming years? Or will it regress to a sort of boisterous yellow press?